Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold for dictating an endoscopy report on Jason Bach, date of birth 1/18/1975, date of procedure March 12, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold for DO. Referring physician is Dr. Brandon Still. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Cold biopsy polypectomy. As well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Indication is GERD, comma, history of ulcerative esophagitis, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, bright red blood per rectum, comma, family history of colon cancer in his brother at 40 years old. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications, procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, while explained to the patient, period. Patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, procedure for anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care, period. While lubricated on the posterior gastroscope is introduced into the septus and advanced into dark vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examinations made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex, is obtained at the cardiac period, air resection from the stem before withdrawal of the scope. Period, the patient is then turned on in left lateral position. Period, a digital rectal exam was done. Period, a well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into the direct vision for the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period, careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period, a retroflex is obtained of the rectum. Period, Bach and Bowel prep score was graded as a 6, 2-2-2, graded as a fair prep. Period, the patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. Next line, the proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was evidence of early grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was in the distal esophagus, there was noted to be an irregular Z-line at 41 centimeters from the bite block, comma. There was evidence of a salmon-colored mucosa with two tongues extending approximately 1.5 centimeters proximally, comma, prog C0M1.5. Comma, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants per the Seattle protocol in order to evaluate for Barrett's esophagus. Next line. There was a small 1 to 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was a diminutive gastric body polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. This was slightly erythematous. Next line, there was mild erythema in D1 and D2, comma, biopsies were obtained for histology and to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bob prep score was 6, comma, graded 2-2-2, graded as a fair prep. Next line, there were two descending colon sessile polyps, period. One was approximately millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, period. The other was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a sessile transverse colon polyp approximately 8 millimeters in size removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a distal transverse colon approximately 10 millimeter polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. As well as hypertrophied anal papillae. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend continuation of omeprazole 20 milligrams 30 minutes before breakfast. comma, patient notes that he has been on this for the last week. Comma would recommend continuation for at least 8 weeks. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, if patient is found to have Barrett's, would continue PPI daily, as well as recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years for reevaluation. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.